along with ASEAN member states. Foreign ministers from China, Russia, India, Japan, Australia, the US and South Korea are attending the summit, which is reconciling its efforts to secure peace in Myanmar. Last year, ASEAN came up with a 5-point consensus to end the civil war, centered around ending hostilities and beginning talks, with ASEAN playing a central role in mediation. But the regime in Myanmar has not recognized the plan, which experts say raises questions about the efficiency of ASEAN. There are also suspicions about how global powers could leverage the situation to win favor among ASEAN member countries, as China and the US allied blocs look to gain influence over them. Security in the South China Sea is also on the agenda, and the group aims to secure a code of conduct for nations that share waters in the important trade route, which sees $5 trillion of commerce pass through it annually.